Last time we talked about Enoch and how he does not prove a pre-tribulation rapture because his life was separated from the events of the flood by 669 years. But if we go to Luke 17, we see that Noah, on the other hand, was a picture of the rapture. And let me read it for you. It says in Luke 17, 26, "And as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man. They did eat, they drank, they married wives, they were given in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and the flood came and destroyed them all. Likewise also as it was in the days of Lot, they did eat, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they builded. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed." So God gives us two examples there of Old Testament stories that mirror the events of the second coming of Christ. First of all, he says, Noah, the same day that he entered into the ark, the flood came and destroyed them all. So Noah was removed from danger the same day the flood came. And Sodom was removed from the city the same day that God rained fire and brimstone. Now, those two judgments both involved something raining from heaven. In Noah's day, it was water that rained from heaven. In Lot's day, it was fire and brimstone that rained from heaven. Now, God has promised that he would never destroy this world using a flood again. But he will rain fire and brimstone on the day that the Lord Jesus Christ is revealed, right after we have been removed from this earth. The same day, fire and brimstone will rain. All you have to do is read Revelation 6 through 8, compare it to Matthew 24, Mark 13. It's very easy to see that. Now, another thing that's interesting about the story with Lot is that if you remember, Lot was told to leave Sodom, but he delayed a little bit. So what ended up actually happening is that God's two angels actually physically laid hands on Lot and grabbed him and removed him from the city. And the angels grabbed Lot and his wife and his two daughters, and they removed them out of the city. Well, that's exactly what will happen at the rapture as well, because in Matthew 24, the Bible says that after the tribulation of those days, that God will send forth his angels and they shall gather together his elect. And so we will actually be taken out of this world at the rapture, not via disappearing and we're gone. No, the Bible says that actually the angels will come and gather us. Just as Lot was pulled out of Sodom by these two angels, that's how it will be in the day that the Son of Man is revealed. And so Luke 17 is a very critical passage that shows us that the same day we are removed, the same day Noah was removed from danger, the same day Lot was removed from Sodom, God will rain fire and brimstone. Therefore, people will not be asking, where is everybody? Therefore, it's nothing like these popular films, Left Behind, etc., try to make it out. The day of wrath is the same day that we're removed, because we are removed just prior to God's wrath being poured out.